Surah Al-Araf, verses 59 to 64.
فقال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره إني أخاف عليكم عذاب يوم عظيم. As we have noticed from the beginning of Surah Al-Araf, we have changed the format of the notes and we are providing some introduction and some brief explanation. When we look at the translations of the Quran, they are all vague and they can be misinterpreted. And therefore we have added some clarification and notes from in the ayat as we go along. So we can see the bold is the translation of the ayat and in between is explanatory notes. But anyway, we can read through the introduction when we have time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the beginning of Surah Al-A'raf, كِتَابٌ أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. This Qur'an has been revealed to you so that you may warn people by it. So there should be فَلَا يَكُنْ فِي صَدْرِكَ حَرَجٌ مِّنْهُ. There should be no constraint in your heart about conveying the Qur'an to the people. The Anbiya alayhimus salam received the message of Allah and they had to undergo great hardships with their people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to tell the people la ilaha illallah when they were worshipping so many idols. So the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam faced great opposition and went through great hardship in conveying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the world of souls, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to us as we have read the ayah, Ya Bani Adam, إِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ يَقُصُّونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِ. Ayah 35, O children of Adam, if my messengers come to you in this world, and they will come to you, whoever believes in them, they will be successful, and whoever rejects them, they will be unsuccessful. And when the people of Jannah enter Jannah, like we have read in one of the other ayat, we have read, they will say, لَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُ رَبِّنَا بِالْحَقِّ. Ayah 43. The Anbiya, the Rusul of Allah have come to us with the truth. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from here, where we are commencing now, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes us briefly through the lives of seven Anbiya, starting with Nuh alayhi salam, going on to Hud alayhi salam, Salih alayhi salam, Lut alayhi salam, Shu'aib alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, and then with Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so that's the theme of this part of the surah from now on. Let us go through the ayat very quickly. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِ. And we sent Nuh alayhi salam to his people. فَقَالَ يَا قَوْمُ اُعْبُدُ اللَّهِ. So he said to them, O my people, اُعْبُدُ اللَّهِ. Worship Allah only. Worship Allah only. You have no other deities besides him. مَا لَكُم مِّنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُ. You have no other deity besides him. And these people were worshipping idols. So cease worshipping idols. Worship Allah only. إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. I fear for you that if you fail to heed my message, I fear for you the punishment of a mighty day. What is this mighty day? The mighty day could either be a reference to the day of Qiyamah, which is surely, obviously, a mighty day. It could also be the mighty day that he was warning them about when the floods would be unleashed on them. So he said, I fear this punishment for you if you do not take heed to my message. قَالَ الْمَلَأْ. This word is an interesting word, الْمَلَأْ. مَلَأْ means the influential elite, those who have power, those who have wealth, those who have prominence, those who have control, those who hold sway over the hearts of people, who have authority in any society. So قال الملأ, the ملأ said, and we will come to this word many times in the surah and in the Quran. So the influential elite among his people said, إِنَّا لَنَرَاكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. We really consider you to be in clear deviation. You are clearly deviated. You are off track. You are on the wrong path. Why? You are calling to the worship of Allah, Tawheed. We are worshipping idols, which is a means to getting to Allah. You are calling us to Tawheed, and you are threatening with a false punishment. So we see you in clear error. You don't know, you don't have any idea what you are saying. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, ayah number 61, qala ya qawm. Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam reasoned with them, and he said, I'm not pursuing any selfish motive. or any personal agenda. Ya qawm, laysa bi dalala. I am in no deviation. Nuh alayhi salam said to his people, I am in no deviation. Laysa bi dalala. Walakinni rasool. Instead, I am a rasool, a messenger from Rabbul Alameen, Lord of the worlds, and I'm doing my task which has been assigned to me. Uballighukum risalati Rabbi, ayah 62. I am not pursuing any selfish motive or personal agenda. Instead, uballighukum, I am simply conveying my Lord's message, risalati Rabbi. Wa ansahu lakum, and I am your sincere well-wisher. So if you accept me and the concept of tawheed, it would only be to your benefit. I am your well-wisher. Wa a'lamu min Allahi ma la ta'lamun. And if you feel strange that I am foretelling of the chastisement of a mighty day, then let it not surprise you, because a'lamu min Allah, I know about matters from Allah, ma la ta'lamun, which you have no knowledge of. Awa ajibtum, does it seem strange to you, an ja'akum dhikrum min rabbikum, that a message should come to you from your Lord, ala rajulin minkum, through a man from among yourselves. What is so strange for you that Allah has appointed me and his message is coming to you through me? What is so strange about that? And he has sent me as a messenger, liyundhirakum, so that he may warn you, walitattaqu, so that you may fear Allah, wa la'allakum turhamun, and so that you may receive his mercy. Fakadhabuhu, the detailed story is mentioned also in Surah Hud and Surah Nuh. فَكَذَّبُوهُ, but they rejected him, considering him a liar. فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ, so we saved him. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ فِي الْفُلْكِ, and those who accompanied him in the ark, in the fulk, in the ark. وَأَغْرَقْنَا الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, and we drowned those who rejected our ayat. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمًا عَمِينَ, indeed they were a blind people who could not differentiate between truth and falsehood, benefit and harm. They were blind. Let us do the tilawat of this ruku. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. لقد أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه فقال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره إني أخاف عليكم عذاب يوم عظيم. قال الملأ من قومه إنا لنراك في ضلال مبين. قال يا قوم ليس بي ضلالة ولكني رسول من رب العالمين. أبلغكم رسالات ربي وأنصح لكم وأعلم من الله ما لا تعلمون. أوعجبتم أن جاءكم ذكر من ربكم على رجل منكم لينذركم ولتتقوا ولعلكم ترحمون. فكذبوه فأنجيناه والذين معه في الفلك وأغرقنا الذين كذبوا بآياتنا إنهم كانوا قوما عمين. آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.